Good morning, good people. It is 26th August 2020. The readings are from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 to 10, 16 to 18, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 23, verses 27 to 32. Human labor is a visible gift of God for the personal growth and community welfare. Lessons of life are learnt in the school of action than oration. Words can mesmerize minds, but works motivate the most. The world around us demands us working smart, efficient, and skillful, and super speed. The language of work tunes the strings of life. In this rush, we push for perfection, forgetting persons nearby, preoccupied mostly about something to be completed than to reach out someone in need, prefer the carrier over carrying, and the list is endless. St. Paul invites us to work for the Lord and the humanity without procrastination and pretensions in the first reading. When work is noticed by God and the community, we are nourished in every way. Let us not become workaholics, forgetting the virtues of being humane. Assessed works are approved and appreciated in the long run. We need to work on our idle minds that try idealizing procrastination and laziness, interfering in everyone else. Every work is an opportunity to encounter God in relating and regarding the other as equal contributors. The examples of working have more followers always. Quote, anyone unwilling to work should not eat. Unquote, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10. The responsorial psalm praises, blessed are those who revere the Lord. Psalm 128 verse 1, the gospel invites us to be consistent, not conveniently doing things with the double standards. Quote, so you are also on the outside looking righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Unquote, Matthew chapter 23 verse 28, we all need to work for the balance between what we say and do. We all need to aspire to inspire others in working than wording, giving than receiving, inside than outside, and appearances than actions. Modernization of outside without modifications of inside do not bring the best of ourselves. May our work please God and make lives around better. Have a lovely day. God bless you.